drop your keys and go at universitytireandauto.com.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
A mixture of sunny and clouds for today. We're going to see warm and breezy conditions. Winds could gust 25 to 30 miles per hour at times.
44 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Virginia State Police have issued a senior alert for a missing 77-year-old man from Bedford County. They say that Bernard Thomas was last seen Tuesday in Forest. Police are asking anyone to look out for a late-model green Toyota Avalon with the license plates VND4275.
The city of Charlottesville is set to face a $3 million lawsuit. Former Charlottesville Police Chief Rochelle Brackney is filing the suit, alleging discrimination after being abruptly fired 3 months ago.
I was completely shocked. I was completely caught off guard. I mean, I've been personally and professionally humiliated.
Brackney's attorney, Charles Chucker Jr., says no one filed a complaint about Brackney, her actions or behavior. In fact, Chucker says the former city manager, Chip Boyles, who fired Brackney, did the opposite.
Talked about how he wished more chiefs were like her.
The annual Toy Lift Toy Drive is tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. at the Fashion Square Mall and satellite locations around Central Virginia. Founder Tom Powell was on WCHV radio and said,
"We've got some surprise guests will show up throughout the day to go up in the bucket, so you never know who you're going to see. Got all kinds of things going on. We have dance groups showing up in the evening at 6. We have food trucks throughout the day. You can go to Fluvanna at the shopping center. You can go to Cardinal Home Center out in Crozet, Atlantic Union Bank, and you can go out to the Walmart up in the Rutgersville area."
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 44 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Coming up next on the station, welcoming the Trans-Siberian Orchestra back to the John Paul Jones Arena December 16th. Get tickets from Live Nation through the link at WCHV.com. And while you're there, enter to win free tickets. Drawings begin Friday morning at 5.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Appeals Court once again allows California's banning magazines holding more than 10 rounds.
And hopefully that will cut down on the ability for people to shoot into crowds with large capacity magazines. There's no reason that someone would need that many bullets.
Ron Marcus of San Diegans for Gun Violence Prevention. Second Amendment adherents say they don't need a reason to own a quantity of ammo. Michael Schwartz of San Diego County Gun Owners wonders when he'll be considered a felon.
Making something that's normal illegal for sane, trained, law-abiding gun owners really isn't going to stop crime. All it's going to do is put it a pretty severe burden on law-abiding citizens.
Meanwhile, the two recent school shootings in Texas and Michigan were committed with handguns, something illegal.